Michelle Obama, August 25th, 2008. Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. My dad was our rock, and although he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in his early 30s, he was our provider. He was our champion, our hero. But as he got sicker, it got harder for him to walk. Took him longer to get dressed in the morning, you know. But if he was in pain, he never let on. He never stopped smiling and laughing. He just woke up a little earlier, and he worked a little harder. He and my mom poured everything they had into me and Craig. It was the greatest gift a child could receive, never doubting for a single minute that you are loved and cherished and have a place in this world. And thanks to their faith and their hard work, we both were able to go to college. So I know firsthand, from their lives and mine, that the American dream endures. And you know, what struck me when I first met Barack was that even though he had this funny name, and even though he had grown up all the way across the continent in Hawaii, his family was so much like mine. He was raised by grandparents who were working class folks just like my parents, and by a single mother who struggled to pay the bills just like we did. And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, like you work hard for what you want in life, that you are worth in is your bond, that you do what you say you are going to do, that you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them. And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them. See, that's why Barack's running to end the war in Iraq responsibly, to build an economy that lifts every family, to make sure health care is available for every American, and to make sure that every single child in this nation has a world-class education all the way from preschool to college. That's what Obama will do as President of the United States of America.